This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies of South Philly. Is that what the LeBron weenies are saying now? That without LeBron, they wouldn't even have Luka, so that's why LeBron
The league wouldn't even exist if LeBron still wasn't playing.
Oh, my God. He just keeps pushing, ruining his own legacy, and his fans are helping him do it.
Well, how about this? You know he sprained his MCL.
He wouldn't have been able to play. Oh, no.
He's playing hurt.
Oh.
He's playing through things.
Oh.
Oh, but when Jordan does it.
Has anybody had more fake injuries at the end of the year than LeBron? His fake cast on his wrist. Do you remember that one?
I do remember that one.
Oh, you might not have known this. The guy.
He's just been through a lot.
Yeah. He's ruining everything. He is.
You want to talk about
stick around too long, and all of his stats right now are fake because he's figured out how to get into a game and get his like 26-7-7 and not whatever. All right, let's do his top five. I'm sorry.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
And don't get me started on JJ Redick because I missed that yet.
I know. I know.
Sorry.
What a quote.
Sorry.
My
God.
I mean, what a quote. So, I love this city. I think it's so much different than almost any other city in the country and damn near the world. And we had a new addition to the most Philadelphia news stories of all time with something that happened in the last couple of days. We'll get to it in the top five at five. But this is what I have for you today. Is top five at five. Most Philadelphia news stories of my lifetime.
Oh, okay.
Philadelphia news stories of your lifetime?
Yeah, like most Philadelphia.
I got you.
Yeah, is the cheese guy on this?
No, the cheese guy. I don't know who the cheese guy is.
Swiss cheese pervert?
That's an old one.
Yeah.
There's a lot. There's a lot. I might not even have to correct top five. There's been so many.
Okay.
Number five is when the guy got tasered at the Phillies game.
Oh, yeah. Don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase me, bro.
Oh, yeah. That was a classic one.
First taser ever used in a sporting event. I don't think I've seen a taser since.
Yeah.
Guy runs on the field, fills her at the peak of their powers in 2011.
Yeah.
He makes the run for it. He gets gunned
down. The photo was the best.
Like, yeah.
The steel photo.
Yeah. Because he was booking, man.
Yeah.
That dude was running.
And that cop was behind him, like, a security guard. Oh, man.
He had no idea what was coming for him either.
Because
he kind of had a smile on his face.
He was just doing it. He was just playing a dumb
prank. Now, the Don't Tase Me, Bro audio is from a different incident, though, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think that's from something that happened in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Like, we played that so much. I remember it.
Yeah.
We played that cut so much.
It was a staple.
Back in the day.
The Taser kid lived for a good 5 years there. Like,
yeah.
You know, he kind of got phased out the last couple of years, but the kid
Don't
that got tased.
Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, you know, when people introduce him.
Oh, yeah, he has a
they're
moment.
They're like, hey, you know who he is, don't you? You remember the kid around the field got tased?
That's him.
That's him.
Yeah.
Guy's like 36 now.
Yep. Yep. Kids, hey, full-time job.
It's a good water cooler story.
Yeah, like, where's the Go Birds kid? I'm sure he's he's got a real job now.
Yeah.
The Go Birds.
Yeah.
No, he's probably in the exact same spot. Yeah, to be honest with you.
I think so.
Yeah.
Too. The fourth most Philadelphia news story of all time. This is last year. But remember when Daniel Cavalcanti was on the loose in Chester County? It was a big manhunt for him. And Cavalcanti, he escaped from a Chester County prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
It was a huge manhunt. Yep. That was a big deal in Chester County because we're not used to manhunts out there.
Yes.
And they were like, lock your doors. Don't go outside. There's a guy on the loose.
Prisoner on the loose.
And then they finally caught him. And, of course, he's in an Eagle shirt.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you didn't give a Go Birds.
Was Chester County on a lockdown? On lockdown?
Damn near. Damn near. Jill was like, "What do we shoot? Oh, what should we do?"
I do remember that, man. Yeah, yeah. I remember that dude. Yeah,
it was. He was hiding in Longwood Gardens.
Yeah. Yep.
Caught in an Eagles shirt.
Only in Chester County would the criminal be hiding in Longwood Gardens.
Yeah.
Now is Longwood Gardens Chesco officially?
Yeah.
Or is it Delco?
No, okay. It's Chester County.
Okay,
it's Chester County. The third most Philadelphia news story of all time is when we destroyed Hitchbot. Hitchbot was this nice, friendly robot that was going around the country, and he stopped in, I believe, the Netherlands, Canada, Germany, and then he made his U.S. tour, where he went to Boston, Gloucester, Marblehead, New York City, eventually made it to Philadelphia, and he was destroyed overnight. By people. It was
destroying the robot that was friendly going around from city to city.
Yes, Hitchbot's trip came to an end last night in Philadelphia after having spent a little over 2 weeks hitchhiking and visiting sites like Boston. Unfortunately, Hitchbot was vandalized overnight in Philadelphia. Sometimes bad things happen to good robots.
Yeah, I think this might be the most Philadelphia thing to happen, is to not let Hitchbot get out alive.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't remember this.
You don't remember Hitchbot?
It's probably 2014.
Yeah, right around there.
2015.
Yep.
Yeah.
The second most Philadelphia news story of all time is, again, I think the best ones always come back to the Eagles, because obviously we're a football city. And who could forget when Aguilar was going through his going through his drops problem.
Yep.
And this man was saving babies and gave us an all-time quote.
My man just started throwing babies out the window. We was catching them. Unlike Aguilar and his mishaps, I like to put that out there.
And the look.
The look.
Without seeing the man, I think you could give that look to anybody and be like, whose look is this?
Oh, yeah.
It's the Unlike Aguilar.
We know exactly what that meme is right there when we see that, or that GIF, whatever it is. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's a classic one.
Yes. And its tie into the Eagles is perfect.
Well, that's when you know we were in a rough spot.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
We don't have to do that now.
Nope.
You know, we have Devontae and AJ.
Nope, our receivers usually catch the ball now. Yeah.
Although people were mad at AJ in the Rams game. He had the drop in the end zone, and people were like, stop reading books.
Late. Yeah. Stop reading books.
And start catching.
Well, but, God bless that guy for catching the babies, by
the way. Yes, out of a burning building.
Yep.
Yeah. First thought is Nelson Aguilar not catching footballs?
Yep.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's still on his mind.
Still on his mind. But the number one most Philadelphia news story, maybe of all time now, and it's going to go down in infamy, is the Delco pooper.
Yeah, be careful with this.
So
just don't be too descriptive.
So this lady in
you haven't heard this, Ike?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay, all right, okay.
So there was a road rage incident.
Yep.
Instead of you'll flip the bird,
yep.
She got out of the car and went number two on the person's car behind her.
Yo, man.
That's different.
That's
really different.
That'll silence everyone.
Did you see the arrest video yesterday?
And then the arrest video came out, and here is her being taken out in handcuffs.
Can you tell us what happened?
The lady chased me. She chased me, and I asked her not to attack me. She chased you?
I have a sickness.
You said she chased you?
Yeah, she chased me. And I got out and begged her to stop.
Now, first of all, incredible hoagie in the voice.
Never a doubt there.
And what you can't see, Ike, in the video is when she goes, ah. She's like laughing as they're pulling her away in handcuffs. She goes like this. She goes, ah.
Yeah. Wow. And I love the guy that asked, what'd you eat that day?
Yeah.
What's your burritos it look like?
I have a sickness.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I guess so.
On more than one level.
Now, Looney Tune.
I hate when people tell me, like, I hate it. I don't know if that's what was happening to her. Somebody driving too close.
Yeah.
Are you going to use this move the next time
that
happens?
No, no, I can't. You know, I don't think any of us could. But if I was a normal civilian that somebody might not recognize?
Sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't advise that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if this trend's going to catch on.
Yeah, yeah, because everybody is going to react differently to you doing that to the hood of their car.
Yeah, 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 you don't know who's driving that car.
Exactly, yeah, they're going to end up fatal.
Yep. Maybe they have some TP for you.
I'll tell you, man, road rage, man, it is.
Out of control.
Yep.
And I try not to add to that, right? I always try to be mindful. You can get frustrated in your car, but you just don't know what the hell that other person is going through in that other car.
Right. They may be more mad than you.
Yeah, exactly. And with nothing to lose, and they hop out the car with a pipe or a bat or even worse, a gun or what have you. Like, all this stuff happens in road rage, man.
Or wipes.
Or wipes. Yeah, so it's just. Now, that was crazy.
Dude, Justin, can we hear the sound again of her getting arrested, if you don't mind?
Yeah.
Can you tell us what happened?
The lady chased me. She chased me, and I asked her, that's what's happening.
What'd you mean that day?
She chased you? I have a sickness.
You said she chased you?
Yeah, she chased me. And I got out and begged her to stop.
I got out and begged her to stop.
Begged her to stop.
Yeah, I got a sickness. It didn't look like you begged her to stop.
No.
She looks like she's been planning
Man,
that.
Man, you got out and was ready to shoot. They didn't even waste any time.
I would say the other car learned their lesson, maybe.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Can you imagine being in the car that happened to as it's happening?
Yeah.
What is she going to do?
What is she doing?
Wait a minute. What is she doing?
What the bleep is she doing?
She's pulling her pants. Whoa.
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 Explosive.
And you got to be ready for that. If you're...
And the worst part is you got to go to the car wash with that.
Yes. Here's what happened. They're never going to believe it.
Yeah, nobody's ever going to believe it.
Also, the lady who did it, are you just putting your pants back on? And
yes.
Yeah, she's getting back. Yes. Well, yeah, she has a sickness. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she just rolled on out.
Yep.
Yep.
Right back in the car and everything.
I just wonder how long. She had to have been thinking about that for a little
bit. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because she knew she had one ready.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I hope she went home before they caught her.
I assume she did.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. This hour is proudly, obviously, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay it off with no interest. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
What's happening, Spike? Yes, yeah. What's going on? You got a new app.
Yeah, buddy.
He needs a driver.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Party over there.
Yeah, you're invited, Herb. Yep.
That's right.
Nope.
That's right. We're going to have a big party over there.
All right.
You're going to get some girls over there.
No.
Yeah, you are.
No,
you
I'm
know
married.
Spike. Yep.
I
you
am
know
married.
Spike.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
I had a game today at 2:30.
How'd that go?
An hour and 10 minutes. 15-0. Lincoln beat Maritime Charter. I've been out of there. I left there about 4:15. I already been up to the back to the Northeast. I just was over Chinese over here, Taste King, and had some lo mein and chicken stick, brother.
Nice.
Lo mein and chicken stick.
86 degrees out there.
Man, hour and 10 minutes, a quick ball game, Herb.
Yep.
Ooh, three innings, dude. They hit like 11 runs in the first inning, man.
And you get paid a full game for that, Herb? It's only three innings.
That should be a discount rate.
$105, man.
Nice. Should be a discount rate.
Nice. Yeah. Big money.
Actually, one of the guys that I work with at the Wells Fargo, he's in charge of the Juanita Juniata Park Rec.
And
he had to come over there because they had to open up some doors. And I didn't expect to see him. He took about 4 or 5 pictures of me. So I'll show it to you later on, you know, when I see you.
Great.
Why don't you text it to him?
I want to talk about the Phillies.
Okay.
I see Chucky Boy is upset again, too.
Uh-oh.
But what I've really noticed about the Phillies is they go up to the plate. I noticed Turner did it the other day. 3-2 pitch or 2-2 pitch, and he's thinking, oh, he's going to get something. He just froze. Fastball right down the pike. And they're not hitting because they're thinking too much. They're over trying. There's too many things. It's not just him. It's Harper. They're all like that.
Trying to do too much. Yeah.
They're good pitches. They're letting them by. They got to get more aggressive, and the manager needs to start stealing bases, hit and run. I don't care if you hit and run and you hit a line drive and a double play, but you got to start getting aggressive at the plate. So that's all I can say.
Yep. Sometimes all you can say, Herb.
The aggressiveness is really – they were aggressive a few years ago, but last year they were aggressive when they came right out of the chute. And then, like I told you, you got to win 18 games, 17 to 18 games if you want to be the division winner. Times that by 6, it gives you the number. So
yeah, that would give you 100 and
yeah, they're going to have to, the way they're playing right now, this is May 2nd.
Give you 108 wins.
They're going to have to win 20 or 22 games to get back to where they should be after a couple of months. I mean, you know, it's going to have to increase if they expect to do anything, you know.
Well, if they won, right now they're winning at a pace of 15 games per month.
Yeah, well, 15.
They do that 6 times.
Did you drop the phone in the toilet?
If they do that for 6 months, that's 90 wins, Herb.
Well, it take more than 90 to win that division.
Okay.
Yeah. We just want to make the playoffs at this point.
Well, you might have to win the division to make the playoffs.
As long as they make the playoffs, but they got to come out with fire in the playoffs.
Yeah.
All right, Herb.
Their pitching might come around. They got –
what do you got?
They might be up here. They got a lot of stuff coming around. You want to wind up with 3 lefties in the starting rotation. That's what you're telling me. So
what do you got this weekend, Herb?
I tell you, I'm going to JFK at 9:00 tomorrow morning. So I'm going to be going to bed soon. I watch some of the Phillies, and then I'm going to bed.
Nice.
I got a job up to JFK tomorrow morning.
Nice.
Okay. All right.
Start doing some of that, and I got 3 or 4 games next week, depending on the weather, and that's about it. I mean, right. The season of the 13th, May 13th is the first playoff game for the public league. So.
Okay.
All right, Herb.
I'll be around to see you.
All right, see you.
Don't forget about. Don't forget about that party, Spike.
No.
Yeah,
are you going to bring all the girls, Herb?
Yeah. Who's bringing the girls?
We're going to have steak and
and girls.
Ribs.
Yes.
Sounds like Spike's dream.
Dude, this
burgers
is
just yeah, girls and meat.
Yeah, that is the,
yeah,
the most
I
Spike.
Want some girl. I want to see some nice, meaty girls, you know? You know?
Yep.
And yep. Spike Mackin.
Yep, you know me.
Hey, you know what? Tell your father.
Oh, there
I ran
it is.
Into the Northeast alumni. I ran into the people from the Northeast alumni committee at Tiffany's. That was a couple weeks ago. The lady said she knows your father.
Awesome.
That'll be
we
a great
found
combo.
The first one. That,
speaking of meaty girls, are you bringing German chocolate out to Spike's house?
Yeah, I'll bring her if you want. That's no
what
problem.
What do you mean if I want it?
She loves stuff like that.
Like what?
Like what? Groups?
She likes to go out and meet people. The party.
No. All right. Well, I live in Westchester.
She likes the white girls.
She likes the white stuff.
The white stuff?
The white what stuff. Kind of white stuff?
She likes the white guys like you, Jack. You know?
All right.
Oh, wow.
What about Spike?
I'm not a white guy.
You saw those pictures, Jack.
I did.
Yeah, boy.
I said, there goes Big Dog Herb. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Herb.
Yep. Oh, you wonder how long we're going to go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So what is the deal with Herb now? The start of every call is an update on the game he umpired that afternoon.
I know.
That is new, right? That hasn't happened before.
No. He never thought. Well, he's talked about umpiring in the past, but he's never been
given
an
the score
umpire.
Up
Yeah.
Well, I think he's trying to prove that he doesn't stay
around for the games.
Yeah.
Because you gave him a hard time.
If he said if it's done by the third, that means he can take his hour and a half bathroom break in the middle of the game and he doesn't have to.
He's not let that go.
He was not.
He was hot.
He was hot that day.
Well, that guy was obviously telling the truth about her.
Of course he was.
Well.
Yes. He definitely was telling the truth
about
her.
I got a report about a guy that sat in the sauna with her for an hour and a half the other day.
An hour and a half?
Yeah. Well, I might have stretched that. But he was in the sauna with her, and he had some stories. I meant to bring up, I should have brought up that he was wearing Buffalo Bill Crocs. Buffalo Bills.
Oh, Bills.
Not Buffalo Bill, like from the movie.
Silence of the Lambs.
That'd be a little creepy.
Why was he wearing Buffalo Bills Crocs?
No idea. I meant to bring it up and ask him.
Huh.
But I forgot.
Bills Mafia?
They were in the sauna a long time?
I think so, yeah.
Huh.
I could see Herb wearing the Bills Zumba pants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Smashing through a...
I mean, Zubaz.
Whatever.
Yeah. I can imagine Herb... Herb's... I can imagine Herb in the sauna, unfortunately.
Oh, he's a huge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's his work.
Yeah.
He's sweating in there.
He's getting
a nice
sweat.
Just the towel, wide open.
Yeah, but, you know, he walks around the gym naked, 100%.
100%.
Oh, he's the guy in the locker room.
Yeah. All saggy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Back wrinkled.
Yeah.
Oh, hair coming out of a lot of places.
Skin hanging.
Yep.
It's
walking through the middle of the locker room.
Scratching.
Not even just at his locker getting dressed.
No, talking to people.
Walking around. Yeah.
Probably no shower shoes.
Yep.
Just barefoot. Just
all the germs.
Telling stories.
Bits
and
pieces hanging out.
He knows this person.
Yep.
Bits and pieces hanging out.
Yeah, well, you know. You know. You know. You
had to go one step too far.
Well, that's my name. That's my name.
Clickbait-esque.
Yep. I only say things for the clicks. All right, 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, big events. Always better at Chickies and Pete's. Your official sports bar of the world champion, Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I cried
out, heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from ain't so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. There we go.
There's round some, of applause.
There's some Friday. The, finally, it's hit on Friday.
That's it.
It took a little while.
Renee
but
seemed impressed.
Hit. Yep.
It might be her first time hearing it.
Like, what are you doing?
Every day.
What are you?
We get paid for this.
Not yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You didn't hear that yesterday?
You skipped it?
We did.
Well, we were playing the Howard
interview. Accident,
yeah. Oh, accidentally.
Yes. We sit right past 5:30.
Yeah.
Didn't we interrupt an interview once just to do
we
it?
We did.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But you're – wait a minute. Yeah. You skipped it with the replay?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Tough look.
I leave for one day.
Yep.
Guys breaking at 56, playing through the 5:30 crease.
Well, listen, you guys left us at the station. It's just Jack, myself, and all the kids.
Oh, it was
Yeah, no one else was there.
Yep. Mike was giving career advice before the show. that was going well. Hopefully they stay.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mars
Everything's
Jewelers.
Everything's not for the air.
I know.
Twitter question is brought to you by Mars Jewelers. Now I need to know off the air.
Yeah.
Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Are you frustrated with Bryce Harper? Ends at 63.8% say yes.
Wow.
36.2%
But I was told
no.
He has to get held accountable.
Held strong.
Well, held accountable on the – I think the phones have been pretty split on
sure.
it overall.
Yeah. Well, typical. You actually push people back the other way.
Be
most,
honest with
most
you.
Most people agreed with you guys, and then you said he was cooked and a foot in the grave.
You
His
said
career's over.
I did not say foot in the grave. You said foot in the grave. I did say kind of cooked. But I didn't – it just came out.
My point is I think most people agree.
Right.
Yes.
That they're frustrated. Yes.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew trying to find his way. You're on WIP. What's up, okay?
Hey, what it do, fellas?
What it do?
What it do, Drew?
Hey, happy Side Jesus Day, first of all.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes.
And second off,
what did he call it?
Sai Jesus. Yes.
Come on, Ike.
I know.
You gotta get that Ike juice today.
It's not as
you
good as bread and butter, though. That's the
issue. Been drinking that Ike juice.
Well, that's even a bad time to play Ike juice.
I was getting killed either way.
Yeah, Morgenstein was like, hey, Do I do it?
Yeah.
Come on, Justin.
I
gotta give credit for that.
Yeah, leave Justin alone.
All right.
Oh, but if it was Buzz, Spike would be
killed.
You guys said Ike juice.
Well, I said Ike juice too. Does that play it again?
Give me some Ike juice, Justin.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Are you exasperated there, Andrew?
Yeah. You can't get into your little point.
I was trying to get locked in here. I was locked
all right,
in.
But, all right. What are you locked in with? Go ahead.
So the whole Rojas situation, right, of, like, the what's going to happen this season, like, I don't agree with him being benched until he deserves to be benched. I get a rest day every once in a while, but here's some stats on our team. I know that he's second on the team in average, batting .305. He made a mistake a couple of times in the game, but he's made up for his mistake. He's slugging, actually, .424, which is fourth on the team. He's our best hitter, runners in scoring position. And the only negative you can use against him with those numbers is his limited ABs, which you can't hold against him. That's on him not being able to play. He has 8 RBIs and 15 at-bats with runners in scoring position. And in 25 at-bats with runners on base, he's batting .400 with 8 RBIs.
Okay. He's a platoon player, and he's not playing tonight. I mean, it is not... Saying he's getting benched, and you can't say the only negative to that is his number of plate appearances and then quote the numbers. Because obviously his limited plate appearances, nobody thinks he's a 300 hitter. And he's also, for a guy whose calling card is defense, has made,
That's been the worst part of his game this year.
4 bonehead mistakes yes. in center field. There's nothing wrong with the guy getting a night off.
So are you saying that he can't be the everyday center fielder for this year?
Here's what I'm telling you. There is no chance Johan Rojas is an everyday center fielder for a winning team. No chance.
So
zero.
What has he shown you this year?
That is the best thing that he does. Forget about this year. Let's talk about everything we've seen from him. Do you think he's a 300 hitter?
I think he could be with more coaching. as he's getting coached a lot this year, his approach is different. His swing's shorter. He's not trying to tank the ball. He's trying to make solid contact. And he takes advantage of situations when he can with runners on base, which a lot of guys
Do you think he's above? Did you see what he did in the ninth inning last night?
Yeah, he got a triple on the ball.
No. Did you see what he did? Down two runs with two outs, had a double, tried to stretch it into a triple, got very lucky on the call, and almost ended the game for a bonehead mistake. Being at third base gives you no extra advantage in tying that game than being on second base. Zero. There were two outs.
I agree with that.
It was done.
I agree with that.
And honestly, they should keep benching. They should bench players.
They said he's out tonight for general body soreness.
Okay. Maybe from that slide?
Well, he was pulled up lame the other day on a play at second base. So
thank you for the call. Okay.
Listen, he's playing good baseball right now. I think it's fine. I mean, he's playing at the plate. But he still makes.
He's been better than expected at the plate.
He makes the mental errors. Yeah. He makes Odubel seem like a genius. But.
And he's been weird in center field.
Yes. I think you're going too far by saying he should be playing every single day. I mean, saying that. Yeah. The idea that he's an everyday player right now. Like, just take it for what it is. He's playing well.
Yeah, enjoy it right now.
And then and hope it continues.
Yes.
And hope it continues.
That's when you start finding out who these players are. When you start playing guys who aren't every day, you start playing them every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Johan Rojas not playing. Kenny from the Dirty 30. You're on oh, my God.
Not even close.
Is that him? Or
I think that's him.
Does he have us on speaker? Is that what's happening?
It sounds like speaker and Bluetooth and over the carpool.
Yeah. Jay and...
I was on a good run.
Like in a wind tunnel.
Wow.
Justin.
Wow.
Justin, I had a good run there.
You did have a good run. It was so close.
To a perfect show.
Yeah.
And then you choked at the end.
That got all rugged.
At the same time, though,
yep.
Kenny in the 30-30 has been calling the station since its inception.
He should know better. Yeah, Kenny, you're on WIP. What's
I'm
up,
here.
Kenny? All right.
I was here.
That wasn't the issue.
Yeah, but you have us on speakerphone.
I'm in my car. It's Bluetooth.
That doesn't change anything. Then get off the Bluetooth.
Get off the Bluetooth.
Get off the Bluetooth, man.
The Bluetooth.
Well, I don't know where he is. It might be illegal for him to get off the Bluetooth there. But, like, you...
That's
I'm
true.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It just...
Yeah.
There's the echo. It's just like, what am I going to do?
I didn't even know they still make... Oh, he meant Bluetooth, like in the car Bluetooth.
Yeah, I think his phone is connected to the thing Bluetooth.
I tell you, that's one pain in the butt about the Bluetooth. Your phone does connect there.
You know what he should be doing, if you want to do it? I would accept AirPods.
Oh, okay.
I would accept AirPods, but I can't expect...
In the car?
Yeah.
I've never had AirPods on in the car.
No, yeah, because it sounds better than the... Now,
I
look,
know, but I can't take
you,
it.
If you're calling a radio station, we can't do the speaker. That's all
I agree.
Saying.
Yeah.
Jay, no.
Should we start with the text line?
Yeah, just through the text line. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for... That's my bad. That's my bad going back to it. Don't settle for... Wait.
Just hang up on him.
Yeah, I just want to hear it.
Yo, fellas.
Yo!
All right, Jay.
Hey, man, look, man, I'm on a highway, man. Y'all obviously can tell I'm doing a little fast. But anyway, I said the other day, man, that I'm concerned about, you know, all of them. There's no leadership, and we argued yesterday a little bit, and said Bryce is a leader, he's just more of a quiet leader. Well, they don't need quiet, obviously. Obviously, his style is not what's working right now. I understand it's hard.
No.
Yeah, I love you, Jay, but it sounded like there's a... Let's just do the text line. That's on me. Wait. I got to read the Bernard.
No, this is a disaster.
Yeah, well, look.
This is
look, I was off yesterday. Justin doesn't have a lot of practice. We'll get there. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. I don't want to slight them. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at X10 in Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. He does hear the show every day, though.
Text line.
Every day.
Text line.
Bricey. Miss me yet? Remember when you laughed at me?
the curveball machine.
Wow, deep voice Luke.
Wow, Luke is back.
And by the way, great point on the curveball machine.
Is that supposed to be a Gabe impersonation?
No. That's just Luke's voice.
Like Luke, yeah, it's just deep voice Luke.
He kind of sounds like Gabe. That's a good call.
Gabe had a deep voice.
He does have a little Gabe to him.
Oh, I'm going to have to bring up the old drops, like, you know.
Yeah.
Elite reliever.
He's an elite reliever.
Nasty, brother.
What's next?
Excuse me, sir. Yeah, where would you like this giant portrait of Jonathan Papelbon? The movers at Spike's house yesterday.
That was disgusting. Of all the things he did today, like proclaiming Bryce's career over.
I didn't.
You portrayed your love for Papelbon.
Speaking of
disgusting.
One of the movers, Jeremy, loves, like, knows Luke somehow. He's like, I want to put in a good word for deep voice Luke. I was like, you don't need to put in a good word for deep voice
Luke.
Right,
he's already locked in.
Yeah, that dude. I said, say you rang, and boom, you rang. What's next?
With everyone so excited about BG Day, we should think about doing a BH Day. We can talk about Bryce's career ending and tell old stories about when he used to be able to play. Thoughts? Spike, emailing Rod Lakin during break.
Only 6 more years left.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, probably not a lot of conversations about the extension going on right now.
Well, listen, if it takes
him
getting...
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
If it gets him back to being Bryce Harper, extend him.
Yeah.
Give it to him.
I think Boris probably not making a ton of phone calls to Dombrowski. What's next?
Yo, Spike sure wasn't lying when he said Delco was a lot. The Delco pooper.
You going to add that into your reads?
That's no. For visitdelco.com, no.
Oh, my God.
Jack, I'll tell you, Jack has a long way to go.
He does. He does.
When you trying to bring Jack along with the client thing, I'm trying to, like, bring him along, show him the importance of our partners, how a good live goes, all that. Yep. And he's like, hey, what about the Delco boomer?
He said Delco's a lot.
You're an idiot. What's next?
I'm not saying Spike is still a Knicks fan.
Oh, my
God. But callers, take note. You can derisively compare him to his dad, but you will absolutely not say that Jalen Brunson is not a top 20 player.
I mean, I don't even like Jalen Brunson that much, but he's definitely a top 20 player, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think
it'd certainly be arguable down there. I don't know if I can name 20 players better.
That's it. I couldn't. I don't think I can name 20 players I'd rather have than Brunson. What, Jack?
I'm still laughing.
Oh, laughing at your own joke?
Yeah.
It's just incredible timing.
I know.
All right. What's next?
Well, Spike's back. So I guess we won't get Andy from Deptford doing a play-by-play of a visit to a barber shop that none of us go to. No one in the Delaware Valley.
Did you guys put Andy on yesterday?
Oh, yeah. We brought all the guys back.
Him, Black Gritty.
Yeah, everybody called.
Buzz didn't take Chris and Ben's Hawkins call again.
Well, Andy calls.
Oh, I know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, he probably was shocked to get on.
No, I know.
Well, a certain executive at WIP doesn't like the Andy calls.
Oh, wow. Put it on him.
Yeah. Well, I'm just telling you. What's next?
After listening to Chuck's rant about the Phillies needing more diversity, does he think Hawaii is part of a different country when he was talking about Shane Victorino? Tim in Newark.
He certainly believes it's a different nationality. I think that's where he was going with the ethnic
background. Yeah. I don't think he thinks. Yeah, we knew what he was saying.